To take your business to the next level, don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode 356. Hope you're all having a great start to August already. Hey, are you into the Summer Olympic Games? I know some people who are obsessed with it. Well, we're going to learn about an AI chatbot for the 11,000 plus athletes in Paris called Athlete 365. It's created by Intel, and we're going to hear about that in a few minutes. And speaking of getting your heart pumping, many of us do like to walk for low impact exercising, but how great would it be to also be rewarded for walking monetarily? Well, now you can with an app called WeWard, like reward, but W-E-W-A-R-D. We're going to learn about that in a minute when we kick off this show. Also on Tech It Out this hour, we'll speak to another kind of athlete, some esports players. That's right, people who get paid to play competitive video games. We're going to speak with Crush and Coach Nick from the Raptors Uprising Gaming Club that plays the video game NBA 2K, that basketball game, in tournaments for real cash and prizes. And finally, tech life expert Stephanie Humphrey will join us to share some back-to-school ideas for kids big and small. Yep, almost time to head back to the classroom. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out, powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs, which I'll tell you more about shortly, but let's officially kick off this week's new show with our first interview. I'd say it's the best app you've never heard of, but the truth of the matter is WeWard now motivates more than 20 million people to walk around the world with rewards you earn that can be converted into cash, gifts, or donations to charities. Joining us to explain how it works, we're joined by Yves Benchimol. He's the CEO of WeWard, which is spelled W-E-W-A-R-D, kind of like reward, but WeWard. Hi, Yves. Thanks for your time today.
Hi, Mark. Happy to be here.
Why don't we start at a high level? What is WeWard, and what prompted you to create this platform in the first place?
So WeWard is a mobile application that will incentivize you to walk. So basically, the more you walk, the more you are active, the more you will get rewarded for your physical activity. So the concept is very simple. It's like kind of a step counter, like you may have in your smartphone already. But the main difference is like it will give you incentive every time you will have a step. So the idea came 5 years ago from a very simple issue that we discovered. It's like 80% of young people don't meet the recommendation of the World Health Organization and like can be considered as inactive people. So we want to solve this issue by using a digital product to motivate people to be more active and to walk more. So the app is based on some motivational factors to make people more active and increase the number of steps every day.
Yeah, this is great. And it's sad, though, to hear that four out of five youth today aren't as active as they should be, to paraphrase what you said from the WHO. That's really disconcerting, but great to hear that there are some digital incentives like WeWard that can help us out and reward you with real world items, which we'll get to in a moment. And congratulations for giving away about $20 million so far, including $1 million to charity, which is unbelievable in your five-year history already. So please walk us through, pun intended, please walk us through how this works. You first download the app. I'm assuming it works both on iPhone and Android. You sign up, and then what?
Yeah, so you just have to go to the Google Play or the Apple Store, and you sign up very easily. And then you just have to start walking. So it will count your number of steps every day. And at the end of the day, you have to validate your steps. So it means that you have to go into the app and click one button. And when you will click that button, you will get your balance that will increase. So you will get coins. And then on the marketplace of the application, you can use your coins to get the gifts you want. So the gifts can be discount gift card or even cash directly into your bank account using PayPal or other type of wire transfer. And also on the app, you have like different like gamification aspects to continue to motivate you to work. So you can compete with your friends. You can have challenges to earn more coins. You have like all this social environment, and you have also a way to like play. And so there is like a digital card games into the app where we will like motivate you to go to some location. So it's a way to discover a place around you. You will go to some location, get this card, and this card can give you like extra coin if you complete the collection.
Wow.
It's like gamification, social and rewarding platform. Basically, the more you walk and like the more you will like be like a superhero in the game and earn coins.
This is awesome. I remember, you know, I've been a journalist for 30 years, Eve. We are speaking with Eve Benchimol, CEO of WeWard. I've been a journalist for a while, and I remember about 15 years ago, there was some kind of pedometer for kids, a little gadget that you would wear that counted your steps, and you were supposed to be able to redeem those steps for real-world items. It didn't work. I can't remember why. Maybe it was just a little ahead of its time, but love to hear that this is in app form. If you have a smartwatch and you don't walk with your phone, like an app Apple Watch or a Google Pixel Watch, Samsung, does it still work? Because the watch will then synchronize your steps with your phone. Would that be recognized by WeWard, or you need your phone on you when you go for a walk, say, around the neighborhood?
Yeah, you can connect your watch to the mobile application. So almost every watch in the market, and especially, of course, the Apple Watch or like the Samsung one, like the most famous one, you can connect directly to the app. And so it will just take the step from your watch. What we like to say is we are connecting the app to the best step counter in the market, and we are here to increase the number of steps in your step counter, so it can be your smartwatch. So yeah, it will work with your smartwatch, and even better because like the smartwatch will count more steps because you always have your smartwatch with you.
That is true. Is there a certain number of steps you need to take on a daily basis in order to earn something? Is it like 10,000 steps kind of thing?
10,000 steps is basically a lot. So if you do 10,000 steps a day, you will earn a lot. So it's good and congratulations. But yeah, you will get rewarded as soon as you do like 1,000 steps. So every day you will earn a little bit. But the goal, of course, like the you will see like the app is like personalized based on your physical activity. So it will try to always motivate you to increase your number of steps because it's what is good for you. And so at the end, the main benefit is the health benefit you will get from walking more. But yeah, as soon as you do like the first step, you will get some reward.
Can you tell us about some of your partners? I think there's some really big brands like L'Oreal and Nike and Netflix. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we it's been 5 years now, and we have lots of partners, and especially in France, we have like almost 10% of the French population that use the app. So we managed to sign deal with international brands thanks to that. And now this brand is also following us like in every country we are launching, and in Canada, in the US also. So yeah, Nike is one of our partners, Adidas. We also partner with Amazon, Booking.com, L'Oreal. So we are trying to find like a way to give you the best gift you can get. And so we are always working on negotiating deals with them to say, okay, participate in this challenge to make people more active by giving them some rewards.
I was in France twice this summer on business, and I walked a lot. So I wish I had this app. No, this is great. Those are some really big names, so congratulations. And you did touch on this a little bit earlier, but I wanted to ask you about some of the other aspects or features of the app outside of the rewards that you get or being able to have your steps be redeemed for charitable donations. Can you tell us a bit more about the socialization? You said you can challenge your friends. Is that in the app itself?
Yeah, exactly. So you can challenge your friends or even challenge the community inside the app. So basically, there is like kind of a leaderboard in the app. So you can add your friends, your family. So many people like to be better than their friends, their brother and sister. You can also chat with them to motivate them, also like to tell them to get up on their couch. So yeah, you can do that. And every day you will see the number of steps of your friends. You can compete with them, and there is also a leaderboard with the community where you can increase your social ranking and get rewarded for that.
Awesome, Eve. Before I let you go, I understand that you've got some data that shows that rewarding people for walking does increase activity, like it does work. And also tell us about the Global Walk Cup 2024.
Yeah, so we did an analysis about what is the impact of reward, and we are very proud of this number because in average, people increase the number of steps by 25%.
Oh, wow.
So for 20 million people, it's a lot. And so we are very happy to be able to definitely increase the physical activity of people, and we are trying to continue to develop the product to increase this number to 50%. And yeah, and as currently it's the Olympic Games in France, we did a partnership with the French government to launch a global competition. So basically it's a competition where every participant choose the country they want to work for. So you can choose to work for the US or Canada, and then the country with the highest average number of steps, all participants will get some rewards, but also we will give $15,000 to a charity from the country that will be selected by the users. So it's a way to work for this international competition and also to support a charity country.
Yeah, this all sounds great. So Eve, where can we learn more about WeWard, including info on the Global Walk Cup 2024? Is there a website? I know you can go to the App Store for iPhone and the Google Play Store for Android devices and type in WeWard, which is WEWARD. But is there a website where we can learn more?
Yeah, sure. It's WEWARD.com. Or you can also follow our social media. So it's just WeWard app on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, whatever you want. So we have a huge community that share info, and so you will be able to know every news about the app. But of course, the best way is to download the app, and you will get the communication from the app, and I hope you will increase your number of steps.
Well, I'm certainly going to download it. Thank you so much, Eve, for chatting with us. Eve Benchimol, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much.
And congratulations for giving away about $20 million so far, including $1 million to charity, which is unbelievable in your 5-year history already. We talked the Summer Olympic Games with Intel when we return on Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get. This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which by the way is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
The Affordable Connectivity Program ended this past June, but a company is committed to keeping customers connected.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these 3 steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to give a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out, powered by Intel. Earlier this year, the semiconductor giant officially unveiled its Intel Core 14th Gen mobile processors, billed as the world's fastest mobile processors, with several laptops available by all the biggest PC makers. As evidenced by many vocal computer gamers online, this new chip is celebrated by the passionate community with clock speeds up to 5.8 gigahertz, allowing you to game, stream, record, and share smoothly, as these processors handle the most demanding tasks quickly and efficiently thanks to its up to 24 cores and 32 threads for incredible performance. And new for select 14th gen processors, Intel Application Optimizer. As the name suggests, this tool intelligently determines app resources, giving you an added boost for gaming performance as it prioritizes that application for you right then and there. Speaking of games, the upcoming Star Wars Outlaws is included on qualifying Intel Core i5, i7, and i9 14th gen processors when you purchase online while supplies last. Terms and conditions apply. More info on Intel Core 14th Gen mobile processors is at Intel.com. That's simply Intel.com.
Speaking of Intel, there's probably a lot you know about when it comes to the Summer Olympic Games taking place right now in Paris. Maybe you watched the opening ceremonies last week or been following along with the American medal count. And maybe you've been following the social media accounts of your favorite athletes to see what they're up to when they're not competing. Well, there's one really interesting story that you might not know about, and that's an AI chatbot for the 11,000 plus athletes. And it's called Athlete 365. It's from Intel, the leading global semiconductor company, and the International Olympic Committee, the IOC. Joining us to share the details on Athlete 365 is Asma Aziz, marketing lead for the Americas at Intel. Welcome back to the show, Asma. Always great to chat with you.
Thanks, Mark. Always great to be here. Thank you.
And speaking of AI, it was also great to see you at the Intel Encore AI exhibit in Toronto last month.
It was amazing, and thank you so much for being there.
Yeah, it was so cool, and really cool venue called Illuminarium that Intel used for that. All right, so why don't we jump right into it? Speaking of AI, Asma, what is Athlete 365 all about?
So, Mark, as you're aware, we're super excited that this year, Intel is the official worldwide AI platform partner for the Olympics and Paralympics Games, and this Athlete 365 is super exciting. It is Intel's AI-powered chatbot that is helping about 11,000 athletes that are competing in Olympics as we speak. And as you're aware, Mark, these athletes speak different languages. They come from different cultures and backgrounds. So the chatbot will really help them navigate this huge venue. It helps them comply with the rules and guidelines. It's helping them do that. This is also providing Olympic athletes, you know, the instant access to a wealth of operational information, sponsor offers. So really, it is delivering fast and accurate responses directly on the athlete's devices, right? It also has the flexibility to update content in real time. And this innovation, powered by Intel, it's allowing athletes to focus on their game without really getting bogged down with the logistics.
Right, because they may be amazing at sports, but they may not be super techie. And so you don't want to struggle with this kind of information. And I will ask you for other examples of what I could do in a moment. But this is so neat. So Intel has partnered with the official Olympic Committee, the IOC, for the Olympics and the Paralympics. How exciting is that?
Super exciting, Mark. We are glad to be the official sponsors. We've been sponsors with the Olympics and Paralympics for the past few years. And really through this partnership, especially at the Paris 2024, we've introduced new and innovative AI experiences. We are enabling deeper engagement, ease for fans, organizers, athletes, viewers around the world. So really enhancing the overall experience of everyone who may be at the Olympics face-to-face or joining through their television screen. And by applying AI, we're really supporting the world's largest sporting event, right? This is the largest sporting event. And this is yet another example of how AI application of this technology can create immersive experiences.
Yeah.
Also, by integrating AI technology into this year's games, I believe Intel is playing a pivotal role in defining the future of global sporting events. And some of the notable stuff that's happening, Mark, at the Olympics right now is we've got 8K Olympic broadcasts happening. We've got Athlete 365 AI-powered chatbot. We've got universal accessibility, IOC fan engagement, talent identification, data collection and insight. These are just some of the groundbreaking ways AI is enhancing everyone's experience at Olympics, and Intel is at the forefront of enabling all of these experiences.
Yeah, you've mentioned that a couple times, that it is enhancing the games. As exciting as it is just by itself, technology can bring it to the next level, whether it's incredible fidelity in video, like 8K resolution, which is four times greater than 4K resolution, which is just unbelievable. I mean, the amount of detail we're talking about, it's like a more enhanced connection between the athletes and their stories as well. I really do believe that technology is the great facilitator. Sports is no exception, especially the granddaddy of all sports, the Olympics. So you gave us a couple of examples already, but again, so we're talking about someone who opens up their phone and then they can ask this chatbot a question and in their native tongue get a real-time answer. What are some of the other things that you can leverage with Athlete 365?
Just want to explain, Mark. So it's a RAG solution. It's powered by Intel Gaudi accelerators and Xeon processors. So really bringing the goodness of these two technologies together. Like you said, you know, athletes could in their native language ask a question, get an answer in real time, get acquainted with where they need to be. You know, a lot of operational information, this chatbot can support and answer. So imagine this chatbot almost like that personal assistant, just that this assistant knows the Olympic grounds inside and out, and it's helping deliver information super fast and very accurately.
More with Intel's Asma Aziz and the Summer Olympic Games when we return on Tech It Out.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We are chatting with Asma Aziz, marketing lead for the Americas at Intel, about the technology used by the IOC, provided by Intel, including a chatbot called Athlete 365. Before I let you go, it would be remiss not to ask you about AI for regular folks, for regular consumers listening like myself. When they're buying a new PC, we've seen so much of this marketing about AI PC or AI on chip led by Intel. Can we give our listeners a bit of an Intel AI PC 101, if you will? Why should we consider a laptop that has baked in AI?
For sure, Mark, this really excites me. As you're aware, Intel came out with the first AI PC last year in December. So AI PCs, it really uses artificial intelligence technologies to elevate productivity, creativity, gaming, entertainment, security, and so much more. Of course, you know, if we go to the technicalities, they have a CPU, GPU, and NPU that handles AI tasks locally and more efficiently. So you really have gotten the AI capabilities onto your device, onto your hardware. Also with AI PC, Intel is bringing computing really to a new era of supercharged speed, efficiency, privacy, and security. So I really believe anybody who's out in the market looking for a new PC should definitely consider an AI PC, because this will enable a lot of new usages and also make their general life much more efficient. And consider this AI as a personal assistant that you've got on your PC, and it will help you uncover a new world of opportunities.
So just like Athlete 365 is a tool for athletes to get information and get more done in less time, and Intel AI PC for regular folks will help supersize whatever you're into, whether it's gaming or for productivity's sake, communication.
Absolutely.
It's leveraged in so many different ways. And just to clarify to our listeners, when you mentioned the acronyms, CPU, of course, is the brains or the engine that drives the performance of a computer. A GPU is for graphics, great for gamers, so that's really important.
Yes.
And then the NPU is a neuroprocessing unit. This is the new ingredient to the recipe, if you will unlock the artificial intelligence abilities of that laptop on device. So less reliant on the internet or on the cloud. And so this is really powerful stuff. And it's across so many different computer manufacturers, by the way. So whatever brand you're into, right? Like Asus or Dell or HP, Lenovo, Acer and LG, the list goes on and on. So they're all partners. So you just have to look. I want to tell our listeners that you just need to look to the little badge or sticker that says Intel Core Ultra on the laptop itself. That ensures that it is an AI PC.
Yes. And also, Mark, you know, I would strongly suggest when you walk into either you're searching online, you can go to intel.com and click onto the AI PCs. You can get a wealth of information there. Besides that, you can go to our key retailer websites, and you can go on to and speak to experts there who can explain you what benefits you can get out of the AI PC. You can share what you need your PC for. Are you a gamer? Do you do it for educational purposes? And based on your need, they can suggest and recommend the best laptop or a desktop. So go ahead and experience it.
Great point that a casual, web surfer or social media user is not going to be the same as a hardcore content creator or a competitive gamer, right? Or musician or graphic designer. So it's not a one-size-fits-all scenario. Intel.com/AIPC. And then you can also Google, by the way, Athlete365 and the word Intel to learn more. Always great to chat with you, Asma, and I look forward to seeing you in person again, hopefully sooner than later.
Thanks, Mark. It's always a pleasure, and thank you for your time.
If you're a teacher, parent or student, you don't need me to remind you what time of the year it is. But if you want to know what's cool for school this season, which is around the corner, that's another thing altogether. Well, thankfully, we have the head of the class with us here, tech life expert Stephanie Humphrey. She's here to share a handful of ideas that make the grade. Hi, Stephanie. Good to chat with you again.
Hey, Mark, how's it going? I love head of the class. I'll take that.
I was the one with the dunce cap in the corner.
I doubt that. Somehow I doubt that. But I did get together with some awesome brands to give you some back-to-school shopping inspiration.
Awesome. Some A-plus ideas, no doubt. So
that's right.
Why don't we start with something great for preschoolers this year?
Yeah, well, according to a study by the Lego Group, 89% of children say play helps them express themselves and how they feel. So for the little ones 2 and up, the Lego Duplo Peppa Pig supermarket set is perfect for the little hands because the Lego bricks are double the size to help with fine motor skills. Kids are going to get to play with their favorite Peppa Pig characters and spend some time in their very own make-believe supermarket. They're going to get hours of entertainment from this colorful playset, and it makes a great addition to their toy collection too.
Awesome. So let's now pivot and talk a bit about older students. A laptop, I'd argue, is a must-have.
Well, it definitely is a must-have, and you're going to get some impressive power and performance with the Lenovo Yoga Slim 7X. It's only a half inch thick, and it weighs less than 3 pounds, so they're taking this everywhere with them. It has a Snapdragon X Elite processor, and that's going to enable super fast connectivity with Wi-Fi 7 and give you multi-day battery life, so that means you're going to take this to create anywhere you go. And then take advantage of all that AI has to offer with Microsoft Copilot Plus that's built into Snapdragon-powered PCs.
We are chatting with Stephanie Humphrey, of course, tech life expert, TV personality, and a frequent guest on this program. What has made your list, Stephanie, as a go-to back-to-school essential?
Well, teachers and students know and love these essential school supplies. We all know and love these essential school supplies from Crayola, including classic crayons, ultra-clean washable markers, and colored pencils. Plus, you can add even more creative fun to the school year with the new Crayola swirl crayons, twistable swirl crayons, and swirl colored pencils. And these have multicolor technology that combines 3 to 4 colors in a single stick. So this is perfect for all of those colorful adventures. And kids are going to color with ease in school and at home with the new and classic art tools that really do turn imagination into action.
Love it. I may be a techie, but with Crayola and Lego, you're tugging at my sentimental heartstrings here.
You and me both. You and me both.
Awesome. Now, before we wrap up, are there any ways to help parents out our wallets while shopping for back to school?
Absolutely, because between electronics, school supplies, and toys, there is a lot to consider this back to school season, and it all adds up. And the PayPal app is an awesome tool to save some money and find offers from some of your favorite brands. You just click the link to save the offer, and then, you know, it automatically applies at checkout. Plus, you can stack the offers with your favorite card, like the PayPal Cashback MasterCard, where you get an additional 3% cashback when you pay with PayPal. So a lot of ways to save there.
What's the best website?
You're going to head to inthenews.tv, and that'll get you all the links and all the information we talked about.
All right, inthenews.tv for cool tools for school. Thanks so much, Stephanie. Always great to chat with you.
Thanks, Mark. You take care. Have a great rest of your summer.
We get our game on with professional NBA 2K players when we return on Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
When you talk about Gen Z, didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. When it comes to gaming at the next level, having the right tech can make all the difference between winning and losing, slaying or getting pwned, if they still say that. No one knows this better than pros and esports athletes like Rafael Crush Davis, the Raptors Uprising Gaming Club's power forward from RUGC, and we also have on the line Coach Nicholas Gartrell, Coach Nick, both of whom are here to talk with us about the importance of a great gaming monitor, including the latest from the LG Ultra Gear OLED family. Welcome, Crush and Coach Nick. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for having us, Mark. We greatly appreciate your time. And as a 5-year esports pro, I know how important it is to have the right technology around you daily. And as a competitor in any sports, you look for ways to find, you know, a competitive advantage over your opponent. And I believe in esports, it starts with technology.
Awesome, Crush. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing great. Once again, thank you for having us. It's always great to talk about the latest tech and how it helps us in our competition, and it keeps us above the up-and-coming players and always having an edge above them.
So as a gamer myself, I'm really excited to chat with both of you today. Before we talk tech, as you said, Crush, can you give us a bit more background on your experience with the Raptors Uprising and life in the professional NBA 2K League?
Yeah, sure. My path to becoming a professional gamer has been very different. I didn't start off as a gamer growing up. I did play a couple games like, you know, Mario Kart and, you know, just all those old nostalgic games. But I grew up actually playing basketball. I think that's where my love and passion for basketball come from. I played collegiate sports. I played high school sports growing up. And, you know, after I played collegiate sports, it was just school, work, and playing, you know, games at nights with my friends. And at some point, I wanted it to become a source of income. I didn't honestly want to play for fun anymore, although, you know, games will always be fun for me. But I wanted it to be more than fun. I wanted to create an income. I wanted to provide for my family. I wanted to provide for myself. So I started playing tournaments, got really familiar and networked with people in the NBA 2K community. And, you know, as I started to, you know, win tournaments and people started to recognize me for my skill, maybe I thought I could probably go pro in this. And in 2020, you know, I worked hard and I got selected number 3 overall in the season 3 NBA 2K League draft. And since then, it's just been an amazing path. I've got to travel around different countries, Canada here now for the first time. I've got to do activations in Abu Dhabi with NBA legends and actors and public figures, and then travel all around the States to compete for, you know, millions and millions. So my time here in Canada and Raptors Uprising has been amazing. I'm happy, you know, they can provide me with everything.
Awesome. Coach Nick, is Crush crushing it or what?
That's not the first time I've heard that.
Sure, I know. That was low-hanging fruit there.
No, he's amazing. He's a great professional, knows how to talk. He's amazing at this.
All right, so look, I understand one of the perks of playing with the Raptors Uprising Gaming Club is that you get to play on some monitors that I'm pretty familiar with, the LG Ultra Gear lineup. Tell us about it.
Yes, the LG Ultra Gear lineup has been a huge perk for me as a player. I'm not sure as, you know, a coach what, you know, Nick probably has a different way of thinking about it, but I have 2 monitors at my apartment personally and plenty at our practice facility. And as an esports veteran who's around high-level technology every day, I kind of know the difference between a good monitor and a not-so-good monitor. And when it comes to, like, building a perfect monitor, I feel like LG knows exactly what they're doing. They have premium monitors, and like I said, as a player, you notice the difference. Over the years, I've played on many, many different monitors, and, you know, I feel like, you know, LG has the perfect one, especially for competitive play. And, you know, I'm grateful for our partnership with LG because they helped me not only elevate my game visually, but statistically as well.
Awesome. Coach Nick?
For us, the stakes is always high. So the fact that we have the latest gear and the best gear in the league, it gives us, in my opinion, a competitive advantage. And it gives us a better shot at everything. And I mean, from a coaching aspect, I don't need to time any shots, but the visuals is perfect.
Yeah, you brought up a good point, Coach Nick, that it's not just the visuals, but the timing of the shot is important, as you called it. The speed at which the monitor can render the visuals is critical. So let's talk more about monitors. Which models do you use professionally, and what are some of the key features that our audience should look for when they're looking for a gaming monitor? How do they elevate your game?
So for me, as a player, my teammates and I use the 27-inch OLED Ultra Gear gaming monitor, and the features on it is amazing compared to, you know, anything else in the world. It delivers a 240Hz refresh rate, and my personal favorite is the 0.03 response time because it's ideal for fast-paced gameplay. You want to be able to react faster than your opponents. You just want to be in spots faster than your opponents, and this monitor delivers that. There are also some dark horse things I like about this monitor, which is the anti-glare technology, which is pretty cool, not only as a professional, but you may not have the perfect setup as at home as an amateur, and you might have a glare coming in through your setup. So you don't have to worry about, you know, the sunlight affecting your gameplay. And that's, you know, one really cool thing I like about this monitor. And last but not least, the self-lit pixels and the OLED technology, you know, helps with everything from a visual standpoint, and it delivers the best colors and pictures. So this monitor is as good as it gets, honestly.
Yeah, my listeners are still wrapping their head around the fact that you make money playing video games, which is awesome. And I kind of chuckled at the sunlight comics. I didn't think gamers saw sunlight much at all, but all kidding aside. And Nick, you might agree with me that bigger is better. So while Crush relies on a 27-inch UltraGear OLED gaming monitor, for you, it's a 45-inch model. Tell us about it.
Well, my needs are completely different than Crush. So for me, I have the LG 45-inch UltraGear OLED curved gaming monitor. It literally is probably the best thing I've ever had. It allows me to have multiple items on the screen. It allows me to get immersed in practices and games. Specifically for practice, when I'm able to use it, I can have the play sheet up, and I can have their gameplay on the right side and be able to have two different things going on while also being able to watch both at the same time. So be able to call plays and throw it around the screen or adjust plays while they're still playing. So I don't have to keep flickering around and losing my train of thought during coaching because I have both of the items on the same screen.
Love it. 45 inches is bigger than some of our listeners' TVs, by the way. Yeah. And it also features 240 hertz refresh rate with that 0.03 millisecond response times. Again, every millisecond counts when you're playing competitively. Love all that stuff. More with Crush and Coach Nick from the Raptors Uprising Gaming Club when we return on Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fafsa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hiya everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
the rising threat of malicious software and other threats by well-funded and global criminal enterprises. Read more about Visa and how securing the world's payments is priority one at visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security. We are chatting with Rafael Crush Davis. He is, of course, the power forward for the Raptors Uprising Gaming Club, or RUGC. We also have on the line Coach Nicholas Gartrell, joining us to chat about gaming monitors, what to look for when you're shopping for one, whether you're a pro or just a hobbyist. And we are focusing on the LG UltraGear OLED family of devices, whether you prefer a flat monitor, a curved one, ultra-wide. There's a lot of choice there. And I've always been a fan of UltraGear from LG, so it's great to hear it from two pros who do take this stuff seriously and compete at the highest level. You guys know what you're talking about when it comes to gaming monitors. So before I let you two go, can you tell us what your welcome to the league moments were? I know it'll look a little different for a player and a coach. Crush?
Yes, my welcome to the league moment. Wow. So like I told you, I've always grew up playing sports, basketball specifically, high school, collegiate level. You know, my dreams and aspirations were always to become a professional basketball player, whether that be the NBA or whether that be overseas playing in a different country. But that was always my goal. And being able to be drafted number 3 overall in New York in a live event with my family at a table. I'm not sure if anybody out there watches the NBA draft or NFL draft. And when you're a top prospect, you get those, you know, designated circle tables for your family and everybody knows you're going to get drafted. Awesome. That was kind of the situation I was put in. And it was breathtaking because I felt like I was actually getting drafted to the NBA. The only difference was that this is virtual. So I got to, you know, bring my family, my grandmother, my grandparents, my mother, my dad, female friend that I was talking to at the time, you know, cousins, my brothers in general was there. And it just felt so, like I said, breathtaking, being able to grab the hat that, you know, the team that I was drafted to at the time and be able to shake the commissioner's hand in front of everybody, you know, everybody's taking pictures. So that was kind of like my welcome to the league moment because it felt so real. Like it was my dream, but, you know, in a different way.
So cool. Thanks for sharing that. When you do what you love for a living, it doesn't feel like work, right? Coach Nick, tell us your welcome to the league moment for you.
So my welcome to the league moment is completely different. I'm not a player, so I don't get to walk across stage. I make the call. But for me, my welcome to the league moment actually came in my second season. My first season, it flew by. It was amazing, but it just was much different than what we've seen in the past through the 2K league due to COVID. But with the next season, season 5, we went to the tournament, to the tip-off finals, and, you know, I put on that headset for the first time, and it's just me and the players, and it felt like I was really within the lines of a real basketball game. Players talking mess to each other. Even for me, my welcome to the league moment is when the coach from the 76ers started talking trash to me, which, you know, at the time for me, it was a tough time personally because I was going through a lot with my family. But then he locked me right into the game. And, you know, right there was like, I'm really in this and I really genuinely love it. That was my second banner chain ever winning. So for me to raise that in front of a bunch of people and a lot of my friends and family being able to watch it and watch me talk mess back to another coach, back to players, because I'm the same age as players. I'm the youngest coach in the league. So a lot of people do tend to try to pick on me. But for me to be able to hold on to that and be able to go out there and win for back-to-back tip-off finals was amazing. That was my welcome to the league moment. And I loved every second of it.
Wow. No doubt. Coach Nick, how old are you, incidentally?
I am 25. I turned 26 on Saturday, but I've been in the league since I was 19.
Oh, amazing. Crush, can I ask you how old you are?
Yes, I'm 26. I'm getting up there. I'm pushing 30.
That's it. You're getting up there. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, you guys have your whole life and career ahead of you. I'm so happy for you. Thank you so much for carving out some time to talk, Crush and Coach Nick. Love getting this insight into the life of a pro gamer and the importance of good tech on your side. Where can we keep up with all things Raptors Uprising?
Over to LG.com to get one of the best monitors in the world. I promise you won't regret it.
Crush and Coach Nick, thank you so much again for chatting with us today. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
And thank you for tuning in to Tech It Out this hour. Hope you enjoyed the show. As we wrap up, just a friendly reminder to back up your important files on a regular basis. I always trust external storage from SanDisk and Western Digital, inexpensive drives that do not require a monthly subscription fee or anything like that, like a cloud account. Easy to use, lots of sales at westerndigital.com or your favorite big box retailer. Hey, have a great rest of your day, everyone. Thanks again for tuning in to Tech It Out. And I look forward to catching up with you next weekend for another episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. battles are won within. Over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training effect.
Promises to one's community.
Healthy people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.